News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. A partial decision on Act 10 from Wisconsin's Supreme Court. They've thrown out the contempt citation against two members of the state's Labor Commission. More on the ruling from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Dane County Judge Juan Colas had ruled that Rodney Pash and James R. Scott from the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission were in contempt of court for continuing union certification elections that he had declared illegal. Pash and Scott had filed an emergency motion to stay that contempt order. Yesterday, Supreme Court justices decided that Judge Colas no longer had the jurisdiction to issue the contempt order since the case file had been transferred to the appellate court over a year before ruling the state employees were in contempt. Supreme Court justices said Colas' ruling, quote, constituted an impermissible interference with the appellate jurisdiction of the appellate courts. Chief Justice Shirley Abramson and Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote the dissenting opinion. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
In Washington, a big change in confirmation hearings for federal judges and other appointees of President Obama. The so-called nuclear option was evoked yesterday. Those confirmation hearings will now require just 51 instead of 60 votes.
After Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid led a move to change the rules of the Senate to stop filibusters for most presidential nominations, Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats won't like it when Republicans are in power.
Rather than learn from past precedents on judicial nominations that they themselves set, Democrats now want to set another one. Now, I have no doubt that if they do, they will come to regret that one as well.
The Democratic leader insisted something had to change and defended the move.
I have no fear of this whatsoever. Having served in the House, where it's majority rule, it's a different body. It's a bicameral legislature. You know, majority vote's not so bad. Up or down votes are not such a bad deal.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
The former Rhinelander English teacher is going to enter a plea next month to several charges related to stealing computer equipment from the school district and growing marijuana. Joshua Juergens and his lawyer said that they have reached a plea agreement, but we won't know the terms until he is due in court on December 5th. He'll likely be sentenced the same day. Wisconsin's unemployment rate has hit its lowest level since 2008.
State officials say the seasonally adjusted jobless rate for October was 6.5%, down 1/10 of a point from September and below the national average of 7.3%. Preliminary numbers show that Wisconsin added 6,000 manufacturing jobs last month, 4,300 retail posts, and 2,500 educational and health jobs. Meanwhile, the State Department of Workforce Development says quarterly numbers show Wisconsin created just under 24,000 private sector jobs during the year that ended in June. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The alleged leader of a drug ring involving staff in the Antigo and Merrill school districts was indicted on federal charges yesterday. The U.S. attorney claims 35-year-old John Hunter was distributing cocaine and marijuana. Yesterday, he was indicted on one count of possession with intent to distribute illegal substances. Drug use among staff in Antigo led to the resignation of elementary school principal and football coach John Lund. In all, 15 people were charged. Marathon County detectives are investigating the death of a woman found early Thursday morning near Galloway. Sheriff's Department Captain Greg Bean says they got a 911 call just before 4 o'clock. A 43-year-old female in a semi-truck parked next to Gin and Tonic's bar on Highway 49 was found dead. Bean says that foul play here is not suspected.
There was a driver of the truck. He has already been questioned. Again, that's why part of the reason we're determined that there's no foul play expected at this point of the investigation.
Now, the woman's name has not been released, but she is not from this area, and her name will not be made public until family members are identified.
Now, a Road Watch traffic alert from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Give you an early morning heads up because we have snow-covered roads that extend into the far south of our listening area on I-39 as far south as Marquette County. That means some blowing and drifting snow this morning for Wausau, Antigo, and right down through the region. Traveling on US 10, snow-covered conditions out to Wauwega, and then some slippery stretches beyond that and also on Highway 45. 29 is reported as slippery from the Wausau area all the way out to Chippewa Falls. If you'd like traffic alerts to your cell phone, text traffic to 39327 from WSAU and WSAU.com. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Really feeling like winter over the next few days. We will have some sunshine developing for today, but it'll be on the cold side, a high of 30. For tonight, partly cloudy, a few light snow showers or flurries, a low down to 11. And then breezy and very cold on Saturday, a high of 17. Northwest wind at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Sunday starting out near zero. Sunday to partly cloudy with a high of 19. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
As we expected, it is about an inch or two on the ground this morning, just enough to cover things up and make it slippery. So please adjust your speeds accordingly, particularly as you head off to work or school. For the entire winter, you can zoom right into street level of your neighborhood with our interactive weather radar at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.